Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm just responding to a marketing information relative to a loan, business loan.
Okay. Without a problem, I can look into it for you. Do you happen to have a reservation code on there by any chance?
Yeah, I have one. Let's see, it's 2311-3501-0030-3355.
3355, great. Yes. That's for Aft Home Care Services?
Yes.
Is that actually supposed to be Aft Home Care
Services? AFT, and that's our... and our that's the corporate name. DBA is Visiting Angels of Northwest OKC in Edmond.
Okay, excellent. I'll go ahead and update that as well. And what was your name, sir?
My name is James.
James, all right. And James, is this the best number to reach you at that you called in from?
Well, this is the office number. Best number for me is my cell, 405-205-6344.
So you got 405-205?
Yeah, 405-205-6344.
Excellent, okay. All right, and yeah, it looks like we were able to pre-qualify the business for working capital or equipment. So if you want to give me a good idea of what you're looking to accomplish there, is there anything in particular that is going on with the business right now I can help you guys out with?
Well, okay, looking to actually get our infrastructure a little more in order. We are trying to respond to our lower revenue, it seems like this year it's starting up with. We've been in business over 9 years. Let's see, right now we could benefit from increased marketing. You know, the local marketing in our area, in our territory, which is Edmond, Oklahoma. We have a national company. I'm sorry, our corporate office does national marketing also. But like I said, we could benefit from our territorial marketing.
Just a little bit more local than is what you're saying, basically.
Yes, yes, a little more local. We are franchised, like I said, over 9 years. Income has started off, our revenue started off low this year. We're averaging somewhere around $40,000 a month, whereby we were up over $60,000 a month. Last year's and the years before. Looking at the surroundings, we see that several other companies have moved in the territory.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And so that kind of affected things. As well, we do need just a better social media, a presence, as well as. Just other hard paper advertising as well. Let's see. So then we would need one or two employees actually, and some working capital, and we would like to consolidate our debt.
Okay.
And that's about it then.
Okay, that's a good amount. It sounds like you guys are just kind of getting yourself back on the map, get some more competitors in your area, and you want to do some marketing to kind of differentiate yourself from them. And it sounds to me like you guys have the majority of the experience in the area. They may just have came in with a different web presence or something like that, or media presence, and you just need to get caught up with that. So completely understandable. Well, the good news is with our working capital loans, we don't monitor the use of the funds, so if you need to delegate a certain amount of funds here, a certain amount of funds there, you can do it however you need to. We don't actually need invoices or monitor the use of those funds at all. Now, would any of this entail any equipment for the business as well? Because we do have programs designed specifically for the purchase of equipment. That's a little bit of a different type of program as well.
Well, you know, us being a home care service company, we don't need any expense on equipment at this time. We thought about, you know, purchasing vehicles, and we'll put that on the side for now. One vehicle for transportation and you know, one or two vehicles for transportation. That's something we're considering, but I didn't know that I would use that with this money, I don't think.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you can keep that in your back pocket. We do have those type of programs available for you.
Right.
Definitely. So, I mean,
right. That would be the only equipment that I could think of that we may need down the line, you know.
Okay, perfect. Well, we have it for you, and when that time comes, we'll be more ready to look into it for you. And the good news is you'll have, you know, good established programs with us already, so your foot's in the door, for lack of better words, and we can take care of you then, too. Now, as far as what we would need to look at for the company just to get an approval, the loan itself is really primarily driven off of the cash flow of the business. So they'd want to look at, in your case, probably 6 months of business bank statements and the most recent business tax return, along with an application that we can send out to you as well. And it's just a one-page application. It'll probably take you a minute to fill it out. But that really gives me a good idea of the business, James, and then from there I can kind of go through and let you know how much you're going to qualify for, give you some terms and all that good stuff to you. But would you prefer me to email this to you, fax it to you, or do both?
Well, email it to me would work best.
Okay, sure. What's a good email address for you, James?
j2rich33@outlook.com.
So j2rich33@outlook.com.
Yes.
And that's just the number 2? RICH33?
Yep. Number 2, letter J, number 2, RICH33@outlook.com.
Perfect. And then you did mention that the telephone number for the business is the one you're calling in from, the 405-227-9899.
Correct, yes.
And then your mobile, the best one to reach out when you're not in the office, is the
405-205-6344. Correct.
Okay. Well, let me give you my direct number, and all my contact info will be on the email I sent to you, but in case that doesn't go through, I can give you my direct number now.
Yeah, okay.
So my name is Dennis, and my direct number is 858-519-5315.
5315. Okay, Dennis, and like I said, I'm James. I don't know if I even mentioned that. But,
yes, sir, I got your name in there, James. James, well, I've got you on the phone here. What was your last name?
Richardson.
Richardson. My last name is Sanders, James. Richardson.
Sanders.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir, and I will... Go ahead, sorry.
Dennis, it's my wife and I. We basically are the principals. We have a split ownership, 65-35.
Okay.
She has the 65 and I have the 35, but she's the director, I'm the administrator, I do all this kind of stuff, and she does other stuff.
Okay. Gotcha.
You direct all the financial matters to myself, but feel free to talk to her when and if you need to. Okay.
Okay. And do you plan on having her on the loan as well?
Yes, she would be on the loan as well.
Okay. Perfect. Then I will provide you everything we need for your approval. We get approval fairly quick. Usually it's about 24 to 40 hours once we get everything we need from you. So it's fairly quickly. And then funding is usually just a couple days after that. So we can get this wrapped up for you fairly quickly.
I tell you, two things that one attracted me to you. I noticed that it seems implied that you are a direct lender. Is that right? You're a direct lender?
Yes, we are. I'm not. To be candid with you, sometimes we will go outsource some of our programs just if we feel it's a better option or if it's a very risky program or something like that. Or if, you know, a few other companies that we're affiliated with do have some niche programs, but I think in your case, this will be probably all in-house, and we like to keep it that way, obviously, as well. I'll be your point of contact, whether it's now or 10 years down the road. If we're still doing business with us, I'll be your point of contact. So,
yeah. Where are you guys located?
We work in all 50 states. But I'm actually out of the San Diego office in San Diego, California.
Okay, great. It's a nice part of the world.
It can be.
You say it can be. You've been there long enough to get the good and the bad, huh?
Yeah, we got a few. Really, you can't complain about the weather here, that's for sure. Traffic, you can definitely complain about, but I mean, everybody's got traffic, so.
Right. So, I guess we're looking at. Let me just ask this. I have experienced some. That's one of the amounts we want to pay off. I'm with a high credit, I should say high interest company, which I shouldn't have done that. I don't know why I made an error, I think, in judgment. We jumped before we should have ducked. you know, but anyway, bottom line, what I'm saying is, what would work for us? We would need a at least minimum weekly or monthly payoff. None of that daily stuff. I can't work with those. We can't do those. Early payback. We can't do a penalty. For early payback.
Now, all of our programs have an early payoff benefit. Obviously, I'll try to shoot to get you a weekly payment or a monthly payment. Mm-hmm. But you did mention you have a loan out now. How much is left on that loan? Are you approximately 50% paid into it? Or?
$58,000 on that. Okay.
And then we
for all practical purposes, being just free to pay you off, okay. And let's see, the other thing is, there was one other deal. Oh, I was having some. That's about it. That's about it. That we can, if those things can be met, I think we can go ahead and work together and try to focus on one lender. I didn't know if you were a first or second tier lender for sure, but I guess you would fall under the second tier lenders, and meaning that you don't respond. I mean, you don't focus that closely on credit. And ours is not really that bad. It's like when my mom passed, my credit got messed up because I inherited her stuff, and a lot of it was underwater. And it wasn't so much that it was bills as it was just utilities. That utility company screwed me up. I had relatives living in her property, and when she passed, the property went to my name. But the bills, the utilities also. But you would think I only live one place, you know, certainly not out of state where she is. The relatives did not pay their utilities, and therefore they hit me still with them. That's kind of hard to see, but that's what happened. But anyway, that lowered my credit for about 100 points. So now it's around 625 or so. And Sarah's is about the same. But anyway, that's that story. But other than that, we're looking to get at least we'll need 75 to 100 to at least absorb the debt, and then have some working capital, and then deal with the infrastructure matter and growth matter that we're trying to deal with. So 75 to 100 will work for us. If you can get that on any kind of, you say you have up to a 3-year term, that would work for sure. But anything, you know, up to that would work as long as it's at least a year, you know, at least a year.
Okay.
So Dennis, nice talking to you. And let's see, I will send this. You email me that what you have, and I'll get our stuff back to you.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
Thank you much.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.